Okay. Okay.
I tell you that we've got kind of two-way interaction. If you control click and utterance, it'll play where it should be in the phone.
Yeah. No, just like sort of like preparing people for it looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually Dave has written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display density information. Now, at the moment, the application is.
We should probably set those sizes because that's such an easy thing to
Yes,
do.
sure. But so at the moment, we have a dialog act window and a graphical display. I'm not
Are you
sure.
missing the sound?
No, the interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there
Yeah,
we go.
there suddenly they come. Probably they're just slow in loading. And they don't have the buttons yet.
Yeah.
So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure is this it probably looks like Vera's data
That's Vera's data
from
on
the
the
looks of
display,
it.
but the segments are just made up, aren't they?
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment, but the code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just where I stayed at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment yet properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on, I realize I'm always pointing at my screen and you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on these intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which is really sad. We should have just copied it. So just to show, Dave has put a music file in there and the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that we want to have, and that runs in sync with what we have in there. I'm not even sure why I'm making it loud. It's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlight of the dialogue acts.
That's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialogue acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So and that already this part here already is dynamically created. So let's just load it with Jasmine's data just to see a
Yeah,
difference.
if you want. But
Where's
that
the
one looks almost com just, you need to.
So, which version of my data was that? The
The
very
quite old,
first one?
very first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole
Yeah, I mean,
stuff.
it really doesn't matter. I just
And
wanted to know if
Dave,
I just.
what am I looking for? Am I looking for in Data Manager? Where am I looking? Or
It'll be in
is it where the
program.
file names are? Is it
Where do
here?
I call your display?
Is it here where Word's importance file?
No, it's on your display, where it calls which one to get. You just need to change the flag.
In my display.
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary?
Oh
Is
no,
it.
actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary
Okay.
gets called in Program Manager, you can do it.
So, are you basing it on certain thresholds over
No,
a
not yet.
threshold?
It's just it picks the top ranked
Okay.
ones at the moment.
Okay, so where did you say in
The
pro.
easiest thing is in Program Manager, where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
We know where that is, just about.
It'll be above that.
Above that. Like
It'll be down. It's gonna be after the data manager's
in
main.
this main, in this
Yeah, in
routine.
that. Our new summary.
There's something read importance with a zero, and there's read word importance with a one.
Yeah,
Shall I
I can't
swap
remember
those
where I
around?
put it.
Hmm?
Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then. Yeah, try summaries.
What's the difference?
Reads them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select which one it gets back.
So let's just swap the file names around for now.
Yeah, if you want.
Or would that crash anything?
That should be fine.
Oh yeah, and we really leave a zombie, we have to find out where we are.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here. So this shows, if we see anything at all, then we see at the moment at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different important measure. So you see that it does something, like at the moment I think this was
the old.
Yeah, yeah, that's old version. So it shows so if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a thing, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. I have to get these buttons, Dave.
Yeah. It's weird, on mine it can
probably all out. These who's and ahems are spelled differently in the thing, or what's the problem? Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet. But that should be a small issue.
That's a very old one, rather. I think those S's and E's and so on, the single letters, are because of the problem with my.
This is very old. We just never bothered to update the stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And. Yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time? Or what would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a rel, so it should always whatever reduce it to half.
I
the
guess that would make more sense. Yeah.
Because an alternative view would be that.
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
Yeah. Well, I guess that could be adapted.
Slowly, yeah.
Because an alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead that it like it you can.
I think that, to be honest, is something we can worry about at the end. I mean, that's quite trivial to change, and we've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah. What's there to discuss for today, though? What's there to talk about for today?
Yeah, I was wanting to talk about the search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm quite keen to do like most of that. We can index search and.
Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle.
I think basically what I need it is just a list of words with an index to start with for each meeting.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't really matter as long as they're unique, and it can I can pass them back to you, and you can use that to do
a hash map.
Yeah, probably.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work on it?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, and probably for good. That means, I mean.
Yeah. Oh yeah, do you want? You know, you just got data for one meeting. Are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
I guess not.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, is it? Are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're all using the first one.
Okay. Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or
no.
comparably to others?
I think it segments quite well, though.
Okay.
So you want to send Steve the prototype, and we should change the data. Where's the best?
Only problem with the first meeting is for that there's no a hotspot annotation for that. But I mean, that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory, or do I have to put it in there?
Well, at the moment, it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from my directory?
Yeah,
or
to make a copy of it. I just thought. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java native interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. So I think I'll just write out a script and do it with the system call.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
Yeah, it's not really important that we get it nice and clean or anything like that.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if you do an hourglass at that moment, and you know, even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well, that's tough like that.
I don't think it'll take that long anyway.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time, that the clock doesn't start before, whether the audio and the clock are in sync, sort of. So
we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external, for an external call, to make sure that the external thing is finished. Because in general, like that's sort of running parallel, I think. Yeah. I have some code for system calls, that handles the in and the output. If you need some of that.
I don't think I need.
Okay.
It really, because I'll just dump out a temporary file.
Okay. Cool. I don't really know what to talk about. We have. So there's 1 week after my dissertation is over, before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this, so that's good.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we'd probably have to make the graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display will definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole series of meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any brownie points in the presentation. But do you think it will? I mean, do you
I think it might. Well, because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings, so we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group. At the beginning, he talked quite a lot about that.
It's not too difficult to do in a sort of a hack kind of way. We can just treat it all
as one meeting. Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information,
We'll just create hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it so we have continuous IDs for the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see the thing.
Yes, but apart from that, we don't really do anything different as if
it
was just one meeting.
Yeah,
I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as hard boundaries.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window, and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality. that simply there's one button that says find similar segments,
yeah.
And then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed in the
So you think displaying like an information about similarity to the select like to a selected meeting in to a selected segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's, I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like
it might be possible to do it in the summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it
will
still
for
appear
the
continuous on the display.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if it's worth much bother though.
Mm.
Like if we do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment. I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how are we gonna display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call. And if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then you know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs,
yeah.
And mine would give the start segment IDs.
Right.
So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
Your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, right? Sure. Yeah, so in your case, like it would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part of
it. It'd probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, and in my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
Like you click on it and the selection moves and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced are we going to have our search? Because I definitely think
very
we should restrict it. To
very basic, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah.
Things like that. Nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue act with was the speaker.
Do we have them with the speaker at the moment?
Well, with the speaker ID.
Yeah,
okay,
that should be enough, shouldn't it?
Yeah, in fact,
if
someone could create a file with the speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh, yeah.
I have that file.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did that as well, actually.
Where is it? Is it in the group?
Yes, in the data. Yeah, group data. Speaker data or something.
Yeah, so the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that
right.
To search quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about?
Can I use that at the moment? It's ready to get dialogue act out with.
On the dialogue app level, I've not got it reading in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was lower priority.
Yeah.
But yeah. You can get all the utterances.
All right. Yeah, should maybe just get started with making a search with that.
So what about a general layout like this that we have here, the dialogue acts and there the player, and here we'd have a search button and the similarity thing button.
Hmm.
So I mean
where
can
are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, make a little bar on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, like search results in there.
Yeah.
I think we probably we can leave those iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out their location, so we'll arrange it in a nice way.
Alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually.
It's quite easy to do, though, so I think you probably should.
Apparently, Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past, the demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working, and that's what we're going to do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
They have all try running their thing again.
Yeah.
They have all sorts
just
of
delete all their codes.
Scarily
yeah, of
good.
Course we've got rate access. That would be evil.
I'll just make it print scene messages in the background to standard output.
Yeah. Oh dear.
If anything, we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation. Yes, because we are nice people. Dave, this rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of we can only...
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity, because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause.
Did you overtake that code from the original?
Yeah, that's the clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the...
Oh, it's all part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component and just override whatever the action to that slide bar is?
No, we'd have to look in their code and see what it actually does. It's really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, maybe it has a different constructor when you create it.
Also, their grasp of algebra is terrible.
Is it?
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus t times, it should be half.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So if something like they're skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, but you've probably gone past the end of the file.
Yeah, I realize.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something... It's messed up.
I don't know. I think it's just it did do it. It's that bright selection.
Yeah, whatever.
So do you think a tree view for like an overview of the set of meetings would be good?
I think the simple view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked really.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could, you know, like some applications, when you open a file, you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that, it displays like a 5-line summary when you're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you could calculate them offline and just have like a little thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
We couldn't summarize. No, then we would have to override.
Summarize is quite quick. It could probably do it dynamically.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, it'd look pretty. And I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it.
But in a sense, I mean, if we see, probably that would be the same thing that we also display up here, because I really think that having like some. But that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines. Like really just getting, I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like, displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another quite good thing might be, do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things? Java. I've never done it.
I'd
imagine it must be quite easy.
There's what would be quite cool is if on the search result you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah, it'd be nice
when you hover over it.
Yeah.
Well, alternatively, we could always have sort of a third small component, whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's parked under it, and when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display it or something.
But yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should.
No, tooltip is, I think, a fairly straight.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a tree view, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what I really thought.
I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff, though, so I wonder how good that'll look, but we can try that.
It's quite common in like some applications.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I've so far only seen tooltips of few words length. But yeah, that should be fairly easy.
Well, we have a moving bar in the graphical display that also moves according to the...
Yeah, yeah, we will have. That's actually just going to happen today, and we will have proper segments as well.
Mm. Is that quite easy to do, to get a moving cursor?
The thing I'm like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second. So at the moment, I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do and just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea. But until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something. Mm. And then I can just like repaint a small area or something.
The area could be small.
It's just one value. The height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, and then...
I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that. I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that my whole calculations of like where we are in time here are all correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. I mean. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measures, or do you think there'll be a point when you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So, I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
Well, I don't actually, at the moment I don't see how many people can work on the programming anyway.
Right now it probably wouldn't be that much benefit.
Hmm?
Right now it probably wouldn't be much benefit.
No.
As soon as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. Well, that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some part of it or something.
Did
because
we
if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better. Because I don't know how to do better.
So this is the component-based evaluation he's talking about.
Yeah, he's really keen on that, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, I mean...
It's a bit annoying, because, like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah, I'm just going to do some sort of informal...
Yeah.
I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was sort of just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this time. And I thought we said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with his whole criticism saying, like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then... Yeah, but we did it in the last report. We said we're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail. And
yeah, you did give us 8 out of 10, though.
If that translates to 80%, like, if those actually translate to really, like, their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they did, because that's the first 60%.
16?
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
What?
No, I think they're 10%
each. 10%
each.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%? No, what?
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Oh, how much do you think they were?
I think
they
were 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Not bad. But also, it just means that he's relatively lenient, because, I mean, the reports were, I think they were good reports, but, like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell-bent on...
Yeah, I suppose you can see that we're putting the work in.
And then he'll see the final display and he'll realize that it was all faked and we didn't actually do any of the work.
Yeah, I think we rampantly underestimated how long it'd take to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, the interface and integration. Yeah.
See, the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I'm doing now. I'm rid of it, including the dissertation and Dill.
Yeah, same for me.
See, I'll just be starting stuff then, because I'll be starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
What are you doing for your DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive. You get like a document for each exhibit.
Yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he went about Chord ML. I'm going to make one for guitar tablature.
Oh, that'd be quite a good one, actually.
Yeah. I think it might have bit off more than I could chew, because I think it's going to be quite hard.
Yeah, would you have to do, like, music notation and stuff?
Well, Tab doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, that's not so bad.
See how far I get anyway.
So, Jasmine, if you got something like this and like this for always your current data, would that help in... Sort of, I've been promising this for a week now. Realize I'm gonna give.
Don't know if it's that. It might be of help.
Because essentially, at the moment, I mean, David, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over over, right? Yeah. Just
we can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, though. I think.
Yeah. Can probably add a open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think it's a ready-made component that returns a string. For a file name,
it may even return a file directly,
or that, So we can do that today.
Probably.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't know. It doesn't really make sense to call it file open or anything like that. Cause it's more like an option to set the path.
Yeah, but why don't
it reads everything just from one file?
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name? Because then we can just publish a script that you just run, and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot about the web. I'm not sure if we had that problem before, finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff, and all the jars
that
for that.
Did happen once.
Yeah, I was like suddenly panicking at 11 when I realized I just thought it would be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got that thing. Yeah, so if we do a version which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
Per utterance, I print the utterances and the ID.
Okay.
And the ID of the utterance and the measure.
So would it be easy / difficult / impossible, like at the moment, if you skip to treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the IDs from top to bottom and...
Or even just the entire corpus. That's what Colin's file's got.
But the entire corpus...
Shouldn't make too much difference. If I just take a file or where one meeting is in or... concatenate all those should be too bad.
Because it's easy to load that much, just text.
Yeah. Where do you think you can produce something like that? Like, I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus, because the IDs can have gaps and stuff in them otherwise. And it means you have to read the list of utterances when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialog act numbers to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that second meeting begins with 300 something.
Yeah. No, but Dave, that's what I was thinking, that like the second meeting should continue for the first one stopped. And for one group, that's true, because it's sort of like their meetings, you know, like that one meeting and then...
The main data, that's just uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got them uniquely numbered throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to do that anyway, because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have two utterances that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why, sort of like, until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's this, like.
Yeah, but that's the point of the data manager.
Couldn't we
is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialogue act meeting dot dialogue act number? It would be a longer name, but
it's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue app number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue apps.
Where's
quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like, so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it, that this would only, like the display would only display one group?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if, I mean, I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like, I just think that in the logic of the program, it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing rather than.
You may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that.
But
because if you do it in the data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say.
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely like I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah,
amount of data that shouldn't.
We're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like? Would we still, in the logic of it, still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting? Like, would the display, for example, still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of end, and the data manager would then display that just for that meeting. Okay, well, if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for your topic segments?
I've only done the first meeting. But yeah,
oh, okay,
yeah,
I thought you had done all of them.
For the topic segments?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, for the topic segments.
Yeah.
I have, but for the utterances, I've just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was that it would be continuous.
Okay.
I think everything should be like that, continuous in chronological order.
Okay.
Is that what you've got? Because the different meeting series overlap. I think.
How did I do it?
A problem. Yeah. For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, or sometimes not for every meeting. How will I count that up? I mean.
If there's no value, I guess you have to put zero in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, it's not zero, it's just a noun.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign an average value.
Wouldn't it be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then?
Well, we'd want to use F0 when it was present, though, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
We'd want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, that's what Vera said. Yeah. So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no F0.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it should be done in the program,
yeah,
because we're probably going
yeah
to change it.
Ideal place to
do. Yeah. Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment, to play around with it? What's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display. I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then we could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately? Because
for now,
one. Okay.
No,
for
now.
For us.
Yeah.
Okay.
For us.
Might be interesting to the user, though. Just the word importance. Maybe.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
was what and what contributed to the blue stripes and what contributed
we should
to
assume
the red ones.
Assume
I
a non-linguistic
a
user.
Idea.
But I think probably for us, like in developing it, it would be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll try the red, green, blue. Does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like what that? No, nobody's done much color work.
I don't know how to do it in Java. But
it's not a problem of doing it. Like I think
the trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like it comes up to like red two or three times.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop Color Cube or whatever it is, GIMP Color Cube, and look at.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. Is that right, Dev? Will you be able to do that? And then you'll get this type of display with that file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping now?
There's
switching?
No reason why it can't swap meetings at the moment. If the data's there for it.
Yeah. So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Sensible way to do it, I think.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting, then, like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is
like
anyone
access class is all defined?
Is anyone providing that at the moment? Does
in your file, isn't it? Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialogue act numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
If you
just enumerate it for the next number three.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. Would prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least the mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. As in, I just don't understand much about how difficult it is to do different things.
No, it's not really difficult. It's just yeah, I mean, I can do it. I can read in different importance measures and
as long as.
Recalculate the numbers.
As long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when we're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from Vera's IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
It should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that was quite easy to do.
Kay.
Have you got that for... No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the indexes for all the meetings.
Oh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
Yes, so if we email out a script on how to like load it, so yours would always be loaded in, I guess, like there would only be one version of your data, and you can just overwrite that version if you want, but you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's what I meant, is it's a bit pointless having it as file open, because it'll be opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
Well, what would the option be?
Or just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make it an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, or?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I was just thinking so that both Jasmine and Wera could see their data working.
Well, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both. Has two utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, you'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialogue app window is really easy.
So we would have, like, each of those components for Jasmine and Wera.
Or, like, say, if you could make a change to your thing, so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half, one, the bottom half, the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three, actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one, an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialogue acts.
Would that not require three clocks and...
No, I just have two of them not synced up.
But that also
just
means...
Just evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialogue, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of that, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, right, yeah.
So why don't we just make a swap instead? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like,
oh, no, it's still good, because... oh, no, it isn't.
I don't want to do, like, three internal timescales, so that's just getting messy. Well, I guess, really, I mean, like, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing and just create three scripts, or two scripts, which load a parameter, a command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just there.
No, hold on, it wouldn't need three internal timescales, because only one syncs the clock.
Okay.
And the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar. It's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be in the same time scale.
Okay. Would the others... We just have three summarizers, and then they all synced up with one clock.
No, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other one is just a static dialog acts box.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating.
Okay. Okay. Yep, so we have three color displays, like three or...
Yeah, I mean, not in the final version. Just
no, sure. Or maybe to start with just two, like, without even combining them in any sophisticated way, just...
Yeah.
Just two. Yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? Sorry, I'm imposing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them, do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like... different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort, though? I mean,
well, that's the thing. It is going to take more than like an hour or something. It's not worth it.
Because we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have we'll either have one or two. So in the end, because you don't have different versions of I guess you probably would have. But then also we'd have to find more sophisticated ways of loading it, specifying the parameters, so that might...
That's easy, because one can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that so we'd have to have some dialog box for opening stuff. It might take half an hour in the display, not more than that.
I'll need to make a minor addition to the data manager and the summarizer, but... is more or less ready to go with.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a adjustment script and a error script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one.
Okay.
That should be fairly easy to do, right? If I just double the display and you make a like non-synced up second dialogue acts, and yeah, and then they can fine tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah, I think.
And have that set the length of the summary or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think that's what we should do. So the thing is, it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacts to that. Like the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we'd have to set public. But if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
Well, it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play.
Okay. So they haven't.
So you have to stop it and start it. To
okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we have to extend night clock, I mean, it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, I mean, just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player.
Yeah.
And connect it up to our summarizer so it makes different length summaries.
Yeah.
Because, like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min.
Mm.
And the user can just like set it in between wherever they want to, without actually telling them what it actually means.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah. And we could justify all sorts of stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity in numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could have done all so many.
Take away the labels that say minus four times as well. That's incredibly intuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you impose on the summarization? Because if we find you, no. According
well
to that, and it's not finished, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it won't make any huge changes.
Okay.
Like, you always have the ability to read the original ones,
okay,
but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure,
mm-hmm,
like just a weighted average.
Okay.
It's probably the most sensible way to go about it, and possibly thresholding it.
So at the moment you have got a threshold, and everything that's above it is displayed, or
no,
how
it
do you
just takes the top, like, 20 or 50. Or
yeah, so it's some kind of threshold that is.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Shall we meet in an hour or so, Dave? We're probably going to eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym at about 3. So
okay, I was planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3, that's the thing.
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all the display.
Well, it'll be after 4 then, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5 and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 till 7, that should be enough time.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's much quicker if we're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, when I go home, I'll spend, like, the same amount of time and get loads done.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can meet in five in Appleton Tower and just work on. So I'll have my display. I'll make sure that my display does all the stuff we've been talking about. Until then, and then we'll put those things together.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be working on the search. I think it's ready to get started.
As well.
Yeah, I may as well come and you can show me how the data manager works.
It's all
yeah.
But I mean, like, we should discuss together which like how the search interacts with the rest. So that's not something that Colin should just do on his own.
Which format would you like to have it?
I'm just taking, you know, a data explorer and then screen reports.
Can we not
can
give us
Colin's file?
Yeah.
Colin's got that in his file. Because that's what I'm reading.